Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports, brought to you by KillcliffCBD.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Go to DrinkinBrosTickets.com for all your ticketing needs. Want to sit with Dan and I at your favorite events? Go to DrinkinBrosTickets.com today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Look at this new set. I'm working on some lights But we wanted to give you a nice wide of our beautiful new set here. Look at this, D'Anthony. You're excited.
Yeah, I can't really contain myself. It's so overwhelming that I don't even know what to say. I think I'm channeling OJ Simpson.
I think if a girl was just masturbating right on the table in front of you, it still wouldn't make a dent. It would not make a dent on who you are, by the way.
No.
Whatsoever. Yeah,
you got to have to do more than that to grab my attention.
A little b-hole porn?
No. It's got to be the person. Like, there's nothing that the wrong person can do to get my attention. Because I was like, I don't value those people. Those people don't even exist to me. Like, if I see someone that I really don't value or respect, in my brain, I just, like, gone.
Yeah,
and I don't see them anymore. It's like that fucking episode of Black Mirror where you can mute people. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And they just looked like a thing. You could hear, whoa, 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 whatever. That's what I hear when most of you are talking to me.
When I say most of you,
I mean my friends.
Yeah. Black Mirror, they think they should change the name of that. It's just me. Throwing out ideas. It's a little too on the nose.
I talked to a couple of my buddies, one of whom is a real estate agent, and they legit can't say master bedroom anymore.
No, you can't.
Like, their corporate office told them you can't say that anymore.
When we were looking for houses here.
Is that what that means, by the way? Does master bedroom mean like the master's quarters versus the slave quarters? Is that what that means?
Allegedly. But
is there any proof of that?
No. No, there's not. But it's hilarious nonetheless. But my realtor,
when
we moved here, was like, hey, man, do you want me to say that? And I was like, no, you can say master bedroom. Like, I don't want to say.
What is this? What is it, like the main bedroom suite shit?
Main bedroom.
Jesus Christ, dude.
All of it's so fucking ridiculous, man. I'm sick of it. Luckily, today we are talking about sports. We're doing our annual 2020 NFL mock draft for fantasy football for you little freaks. Yeah, you nasty little fantasy freaks. You little fuck baby freaks. We're doing a 12-team PPR mock draft because our fantasy football drafts in Drinking Bros start very, very soon. For those of you who are wondering, hey, man, why aren't we drafting now? First of all, the NFL season is a little later this year. As we reported on this show a while back, the NFL was going to start in around week 5, and they were going to cancel preseason. Now, they did cancel preseason. That has already happened. There is no news yet on whether or not the NFL will be pushed back to week 5 because they've been waiting for more testing. Now, in that time period in which we did that show versus today, there is advanced testing, and it keeps getting better and better and better by the day.
Yeah.
Therefore,
well,
most smart leagues decided to hold off on canceling, and the Big Ten did not.
There was some
Pac-12.
There were some unexpected outcomes as well. For example, what was it? 77 NFL players tested positive during the training phase.
Correct.
And we find out that every single one, 100% of those were false positives.
Right.
Now, what do you glean from that exactly?
You know, I've heard...
Because stuff like that makes the entire system seem like it's all bullshit, right?
Yeah, and I've heard different stories, man. Like, there's... I'm trying to see how far I can push this or say what's going on here, but there is a person who has been popped in Texas for selling fake tests.
I'm sorry, for selling
fake COVID-19 tests.
So he's, what would that be, practicing medicine without a license or some shit? I
don't know what the rules are, but he knew the tests were bad. Some of these tests that are rolling off these trucks, man, they know that they're bad, but there's a fucking invoice that has already been paid. Therefore, it's like, hey, man, we don't really give a shit what happens now. This is what it is, and we're going to live and die by this.
There was also a bunch
making
of
our money.
There were also a bunch of people who, this is a very widespread thing going on right now. At least there have been dozens of people so far that have reported that they were in line for COVID tests and were signed up for it, never paid, got pissed off at the line, left and went home, and they got counted as a positive test. They got an email saying, hey, you're positive for COVID, but they never actually took the test.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, man. This isn't that goddamn
hard, man. And I tell you what, if the Big Ten doesn't figure this shit out, the AP rankings came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, six teams from the Big Ten were in the top 25 rankings. Mm-hmm. Ohio State, in my opinion, was the greatest team in the country this year. Not obviously because I'm a diehard fan. I just feel like it's the most stacked team they've ever had. They came in just behind Clemson by, what, 26 votes for number one?
That's something, yeah.
So you're going to take the number two team out of the country with it. You know, you're looking at Oregon. Ohio State was supposed to play Oregon. Oregon was number nine. Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan.
There's a, by the way, there's a Pro 12 team PPR that starts at 3 p.m. right here.
Ah, perfect, perfect.
Is that long enough? That's only 4 minutes from
now. That's fine. We'll pop on in and talk as we go here.
Do you see it?
The Pro 12 team PPR, are you in it?
No, not yet. Hang on, let me find it again.
Ah, 11 out of 12 have already signed up.
No, that's not the same. Well, maybe it is, actually. They fill up fast.
That's the beauty of going live. So what we're going to do today, same as we do every year, is hop into one of these fantasy football mock drafts on ESPN and kind of show you who we're going after this year in real time and also see some strangers who we're not up against in these leagues that are going in real time. I'd say, what, if you'll keep an eye on those, yeah, I'll tell the audience our prizes this year because we've got some fucking awesome ones. Every year we have the best prizes in this league, and we keep trying to step it up and go to the next level. We'll start with the Cutthroat Killers League. You had to have won two titles in the past to get into this league. It is incredibly difficult. Josh McClurg has won the last 2 years in a row. First year was a total fluke. One of my guys got hurt. That was the Todd Gurley year.
Mm-hmm.
The Todd Gurley championship year, which everybody's familiar with. And last year was valid, though. He won all the way through. And I told him if he gets a three-peat, we will actually rename the league in honor of him this year. It'll be the Josh McClurg.
You kind of have to at that point, yeah.
If you beat everybody who has won more than two titles in this league and you win 3 years in a row, you're the best doing it, and therefore we will rename the league. So you have my word on that. That being said, last year the prize was a signed O.J. Simpson jersey, obviously from one killer to another. Some might say he's the best killer to ever do it. He got away with double murder, and he's playing golf right now today. So this year's prize for the Cutthroat Killers League is another murderer who also got away with it. It's a signed Ray Lewis jersey. D'Anthony?
I don't think he actually murdered anybody.
Signed Ray Lewis jersey.
I like the prize. I just don't think Ray actually killed anybody.
He fucking murdered those people.
Nah, come on.
Come on, dude. We all know he did. And I were at that fucking party. That really nice fucking party that he threw at that, what was it, a Ferrari dealership or whatever it was?
Was it? Yeah,
we were all dressed up. Everybody was drinking champers.
It was me, you, and Jesse and Harkus.
Yeah. And we were getting ready to go to Post Malone later on in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And who is that woman who just started freaking out, calling him a murderer when he was
on
stage?
Oh, who knows?
It was crazy. Either way, he got away with a double homicide in Atlanta. Proud of you, Ray. So that is the Cutthroat Killers prize this year, is the signed Ray Lewis jersey. Next up is the D'Anthony Holloway League. And in that one, the Last Dance was maybe the greatest documentary of all time. Is that too much to say? I might go OJ 1, maybe Last Dance 2, but either way, that's a onesie-twosie for me. We've got a signed Dennis Rodman jersey if you win the D'Anthony Holloway League. If not, he will be wearing the Dennis Rodman jersey from The Last Dance. It's the Chicago Bulls one. We're not doing the fucking bullshit Pistons one. I don't know anybody who genuinely likes the Pistons in real life. So we got the signed Bulls jersey for that one.
I don't know if I actually know any Pistons fans.
Yeah, because let's face it, there's no bigger personality that has told people to get fucked than Dennis Rodman. So Dan will be in control of that league, as always. The Craig Dulesky League, the Dulesky's disappointments. He disappointed his parents. He's disappointed himself. And I'm sure he has disappointed his fiance at some point. Last year, we gave away a signed Vince Young jersey. Big disappointment. This year I called Craigers.
This one's way better.
I called Craigers and I said, hey man, who would you like to have as the signed jersey in the Disappointments League? And he goes, well, I'd like to have the greatest NFL disappointment of all time, Ryan Leaf. So we have a signed Ryan Leaf jersey, which was hard to get, by the way. Surprisingly, a signed Ryan Leaf jersey was really hard to get, actually.
There's a pro 12-team PPR mock that starts at 310. There's one out of 12 in there now. You see it?
No. I've got my computer set up for 405.
For 405?
What do you got? So it's probably 410.
No, it would have been 310. You need to get in the right time zone there, homie.
There it is. No, I do what I want.
Which one? I don't even know which one you're joining.
Slot
now.
Available. I'm in that one.
They keep
starts in 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
So 310.
Yeah. And success. I'm in.
How many people are in there?
I'm in. You got to click it on. There's two slots left.
It's pro team. God fucking damn it. It keeps
click
moving.
It. Slot available. All you have to do is click
Christ.
Slot available.
All right.
8 minutes, D'Anthony. Get in there. Holloway, there you are, Team Holloway.
Jesus,
you
fucking
popped up,
Christ.
You're in.
ESPN, get your shit together. This is the fucking most chaotic. If you're trying to do this as a team, this is the most chaotic shit of all time.
Hey, man.
Like
mock drafts, baby.
They used to all have names. All the leagues had names. So you'd be like, oh, go into the buttfuck league or whatever the hell it is.
Well,
now,
for mock draft, they go on what these little fucking gimps do around the country. There's 10 team, and whoever's in those leagues, we have to pay. I get $62 for Le'Veon Bell. Fuck you, dude. We don't do any of that bullshit.
You're talking about the
any of that bullshit.
The salary cap leagues.
Yeah,
that's
fucking ridiculous.
I am not a fan of that.
Absolutely ridiculous. So Ryan Leaf signed jersey for the Craig Dulesky winner of Dulesky's Disappointments. You get a signed Ryan Leaf jersey. Now we have the Kalen Cuthrone.
Cuthrone.
Overrated.
It's Cuthrone, dude.
Is it Cuthrone?
For years now.
Fuck him. I'm not going to do it, dude. Obviously, that's going to be a signed helmet from Rudy.
The one that he can't win.
The one that he can't win. I've won that league every year, and we just burn the items. This year, though, it was spared because of COVID, and we were in the middle of a move. So
I think we should reach out and try to get Sean Astin into the league and have him run that league.
Oh, it'd be great.
Honestly, just because
I'm still friends with him from Range 15.
Yeah, I think we should reach out to him and
it'd
see
be great.
If he wants to do it. Yeah,
it'd be great. I'd tell you what. I'll do this. I'll go a step further. I'll get Sean Astin to sign it. If you can beat me in this league, I will get Sean Astin to sign it. No one has beat me in this league.
So Sean Astin and Rudy.
Correct. I will get Sean Astin and Rudy to sign the Kalen Cuthrone most overrated league is what we have. For that. And then the underdogs. We always have an underdogs league of people who have not played before. They have to go against me, which is good fucking luck. Nobody ever wins that league. Nobody ever beats me in that. Therefore, I get to keep the items. But we always have the best items in there.
Yeah.
This year, I called in a few favors for this. I have the giveaway for this is a signed script by all the leads. From the movie Sandlot. So you're going to get the script of the movie Sandlot signed with all the leads.
James Earl Jones?
Of the cast on there. He's not a lead. Come on, he was in the movie for like
2 seconds. He's James Earl Jones.
He was in the movie for like
what
2 seconds.
What about the dog, Hercules?
The dog is dead.
What about Wendy Peppercorn?
So I had an option. When I hit up my guy, I go, hey, man, what else do you got? And he goes, I get a signed peppercorn picture. And I was like, no shit. But the script is awesome. So all the leads have signed the Sandlot scripts, best underdog movie of all time, when they beat the other team, and I'm in.
You don't think the Bad News Bears is a good underdog movie?
The original is.
What about?
I like the original. I think I'm in the minority though. Like,
what about
everybody's seen the other one, man?
What about Miracle?
Dude, if you want to do Miracle, same producers as the new guy, I can get a signed script from those guys as well, man. But we're going to do the Sandlot this year, and that's a fucking awesome one. I want to win that league and then just give it to my child because all you fucking losers will not be able to beat me, and it's going to be incredible me smashing all of your fucking dreams. Before we hop into this mock draft, we got some sponsors, Dan, who pay for this fucking shit wagon to be on the air.
Yep.
First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. They're always with us. Now they're always with us, and I want you to know that they're with us for all the shows. However, for the sports show, It's KillCliffCBD.com. Come on, dude. You know better than this. Killcliff CBD is the best in the biz. I wish I was drinking it now, but
I was going to talk shit to Giorgio for not having monitors up showing the ad reads already.
We're in the new studio.
But he did like stay up all night setting all this shit up. How much shit can I talk right now?
Yeah.
I'll give him like another fucking 12, 13 minutes and then we'll start talking shit again.
Yeah. KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off of a case of the finest CBD drinkable in the land. Go to KillCliffCBD.com today. Three amazing flavors, and you get free shipping on them. I just re-upped last night. They fucking took away my... They knew it was me. They signed me up for a partner program. That's how much I've ordered from them. I'm under a fucking partner program.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means they've recognized my name. I always use the promo code, my own promo codes for shit, and I'm like, I wonder if people notice. They fucking notice, by the way. Hilarious, but that's how much I drink that shit. You will not piss hot. There's no THC in there. So if you're worried about taking a drug test, don't. 25 milligrams of CBD, best in the biz, man. It goes great with vodka. As I mentioned, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros is always with us. They're doing a Labor Day sale, 30% off of a bundle package. So no matter what you bundle together, you get 30% off of that. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, or a teacher or work in the government, you get 30% off. So
that's
of everything.
I like
so if
they,
you just want a mattress, you don't have to buy a bundle or anything. You just get 30% off everything.
I've got two pillows on the way now. Just order two more
it's the
pillows.
Best, dude. Oh, I left all mine in Wilmington.
And I got the adjustable.
Going back
I got the adjustable base now. I'm telling you, man. Woo. It is an absolute luxury to have that thing.
I know. It's the best.
You click TV mode and it basically turns your bed into a fucking couch.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
It's
the best. Love it so much.
For real, man. If you're stuck in the quarantine and all that bullshit, man, go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get a bundle package. Now's the time to do it. 30% off. Bundle it all together. Get the base. The base is amazing. The light at the bottom of the bed, too, that illuminates the room.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I want it to be, I want the colors to be adjustable. So I can have my own little rave in there.
Somebody else asked that too. Yeah.
But that's easy to do. That would take Ghostbed like no time to be able to set something like that up. Super
big
easy.
Fan. You go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. As always, they got the 36-month pay as you go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And we got DukeCannon.com. DukeCannon.com is the best in the biz.
I love it. It's the naval supremacy. I drop it all over my body.
Yes.
I use way too much, to be honest, if I'm being completely honest. I use way too much.
Best in the biz.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm telling you, it's the best soap we've ever used in our entire lives. They've got new cologne. What's the cologne? Drinking Bros 10 for 10% off the cologne?
It's Drinking Bros 10, yeah. That's what they're pushing right now. They have two. They have the spray cologne.
I fucking love the cologne.
The
and
one,
they've got the rub
yeah,
on.
They have the solid cologne as well. And it's like it's basically like... And it's in a little tin. Looks like, Altoid tin almost, mm-hmm. like that kind of shape. You scoop out a little bit, just like stuff for your hair. Rub it on the key areas underneath probably underneath your nuts. They also have the spray, which is they're pushing that now. Drinking Bros 10.
Yep.
We'll get you 10% off that. Everything they have smells fucking great.
It's amazing.
Like, seriously, every single product, whether it's the soap, the cologne, solid cologne, all of it smells so good.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just going to buy all of it.
You should. Go to DukeCannon.com and use the promo code DRINKINGBROS. With the soap, you can get a 4-pack for $30. That literally will probably last you a year, and you get 20% off. So go to DukeCannon.com. That is the best fucking soap in the world. We're about 10 seconds away from this mock draft. Throughout the show, we're going to be talking about some bets on MyBookie.com, D'Anthony, for some of these fantasy guys, because... MyBookie.com is our gambling source. And look, man, you use the promo code DRINKINGBROS, it will double your deposit. There is a lot of fucking bets on most of these players. And the draft room is now open. One of those bets is your boy, dude.
Which one?
The quarterback for Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson, winning the MVP?
1,000 yards rushing is an over-under for him this year.
He's, unless he gets hurt, yeah. He will absolutely have 1,000 yards. There's no question about that.
Can he do it? I don't know. If you go on here's the best thing about NFL, hopefully starting. And again, this is all big hope at this point. Saw some numbers out of Alabama yesterday that were fucking frightening. And
The numbers out of Alabama were frightening.
Yeah, Alabama college, man. Fucking first week back, close to 400 people tested positive for COVID.
Well, good, because right? They're, you know, in their early 20s and at no risk, literally.
I understand.
Like, how?
I'm with you.
Let me ask you this.
I'm with you.
Like, what percentage of the food you eat, like particularly fresh vegetables from a store, have some kind of weird shit on it?
Oh, dude.
Pesticide or literal shit 99% or something?
99%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, but how much of the total piece, like, what if the total piece of fruit was, like, 3%
mm-hmm.
shit?
Yeah.
Would you just throw it away, or what would you do?
Clean it off and still eat it.
Probably still eat it, right? Yeah. So.
Look, I'm with you.
I don't get it, man.
I'm with you.
I'm baffled by this whole thing.
I'm with you. But if the NFL goes off in time.
Are you on the clock right now?
I'm on the clock. It says your draft is about to start. So we're on a random one here. I've got the first pick in the draft. Is that up on the screen, Giorgio? Okay, great. I've got the very first pick in the draft. To me, this year, it is a fucking no-brainer. This reminds me of like the Priest Holmes era. Where
28 touchdowns
in
a fucking season.
You could set your watch to it. To me, it's Christian McCaffrey. If you have the first pick in the draft and you're not taking Christian McCaffrey, something is fucking wrong with you inside your mind. Mm-hmm. I believe on mybookie.com, the over-under for his yards are 1,500 this year. So therefore, I'm taking Christian McCaffrey. Like, that's it. Since in this mock draft, we're at random. That's my first pick in the draft, and he will be mine here in about 30 seconds. That's if you're going anyone else, you're fucking dumb, dude. Like, I guarantee you, you're gonna have some leagues out there at home who there's gonna be some fucking idiot who takes Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes first, and that's crazy to me. Running backs are at a minimum this year, and Christian McCaffrey is the best to do it. He will literally carry you to the playoffs by himself. So if you get the first pick in the draft, Christian McCaffrey. Do you disagree? Anybody else?
No, I don't think you can really disagree with that. I'm sure some people in some leagues, you're going to see Lamar Jackson come off the board in the first round in a lot of leagues.
Right.
But that is a mistake.
Yeah, and right now you're second. So you have the second pick in this mock draft on ESPN.
Yep.
Who do you go second here? Do you go running back?
Yeah, probably don't, actually. I think, frankly, I'm kind of surprised to see Edwards-Helaire up this high on the draft board. I was kind of hoping to grab him in the second round. But there's still Josh Jacobs will be around in the second round,
Do you know
too.
Why, though? Like, do you know why he's in the first? That is how thin the running back position is this year.
It is, yeah. No, I'm going to go with Michael Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you go a strategy of three wide receivers in a row? Some people do that. They go for the three-headed monster.
It depends, yeah. I mean, look, if you've got three guys, then if you got three guys and you get a good quarterback and you happen to get one of the very few tight ends, which is unlikely to get three good wide receivers plus a tight end, but if you get good, like, second, third-round running back talent plus three number one wide receivers, I think you'll win most weeks.
I think you will, too. The only problem is streaming running backs, and it's really fucking difficult.
Running backs get hurt, man.
They do. And by the way, this is going to be a year where you see a lot of injuries because there is no training camp.
Yeah.
So you're going to see some fucked up shit. Your draft has got to be super deep.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get housed immediately. Because there's going to be a lot of guys going down opening week because there was no training camp whatsoever in this one. So in this mock draft that we're in with everybody else, Saquon Barkley is third. Do you agree with that pick?
No. I think they're going to lean less on him this year. I don't know if you saw fucking Danny came out fucking all jacked up, looking good. I think they're going to have to lean on him less. I guess it depends on how they integrate him into the pass game. Now, this might be the season that he goes from being Saquon Barkley to being Christian McCaffrey 2.0. If he could stay healthy the whole time and they can fucking get him. If they have better receivers on that team, that's going to make his life a lot easier. No stack in the box. Plus, the no stack in the box part means that even on passing plays, that motherfucker can drift out of the backfield and catch all those really valuable PPR passes in a league like this. And that's what makes Christian McCaffrey so great. He had 100 of each. Like, he had 1,000 rushing yards plus 100 receptions 100 catches, last year.
Yeah. Like, and in a PPR league, which, by the way, if you're not in a PPR league, points per reception.
Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
Well, yeah, what are you doing in your life, too? Grow up. Grow up.
Stop eating macaroni and cheese for dinner.
Yeah, grow up. So fourth slot here in this mock draft, Ezekiel Elliott. I actually love Ezekiel Elliott this year. I would have put him at 2, me personally. As much as it pains me to say it, if the NFL season goes off without a hitch, I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be really goddamn good, and Ezekiel Elliott could have a career year, especially because bars have been closed.
Yeah.
Strip clubs have been closed. There's not a motherfucker on the face of the planet that loves strippers more than Ezekiel Elliott. Alvin Kamara went next. Dalvin, I don't disagree with that. Dalvin Cook may or may not be holding out. I would watch that.
Man, I got to tell you, if I'm Dalvin Cook, or if I'm anybody, any of the skill position players on Green Bay, I'm like, I got to get out of here. Because they're moving my guy out the door. Now, Dalvin Cook is just on it. That's an underperforming team and always will be. With
the Vikings?
Yeah. Well, not the Vikings won't always be. But with their quarterback right now, I've said this for years now, this motherfucker is not the guy.
Yeah.
He's a good – put him on a fucking B-level squad and he'll overperform. Put him in a big pond like this and he's going to suck. Not suck, but he's going to underperform. Get this motherfucker somewhere where he can actually contribute.
He was my sleeper last year. He ended up blowing up and winning people a lot of their leagues. Right after that was Derrick Henry. Who are you sexting with over there?
I'm looking up shit on the PPR here. I don't want to have it on the screen because I don't want people seeing my fucking notes.
Derrick Henry went right after Dalvin Cook. Love Derrick Henry. I actually would have put him higher in this. Nick Chubb went right after him. I'm fine with Nick Chubb. Clyde Edwards-Helaire went right after that, round 1. Nine.
Look, man. Any one of those guys.
Danny Williams is out.
Williams opted out. If either one of Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman go down somehow, his role, like, way up.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to – I think there's a decent chance he catches 70 passes this season.
From Mahomes?
Just out of the backfield,
yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
And that's, like, that's approaching – like, nobody's going to get to McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
But that's getting pretty goddamn close. If you run for 12, 1,300 yards, plus you fucking throw up 100 receptions, you're putting up fantasy points.
I love him, man. I just it pains my soul to see him go at 9 because that was somebody I was hoping would slide in round 2 and I could pick him up in round 2.
That's He's I was going thinking round the same, 1, yeah.
That's tough.
And so is Josh Jacobs.
Went off the board at number 10 in round 1. Again, that's somebody else I was hoping went to round 2.
A little surprised by Kenyon Drake. At 11.
Running back from Arizona. Look, he's the starter. He's the guy there. It is what it is. Again, this is how
I mean, Arizona's offense is going to be better this year than it was last year, but can he distribute the ball is the question. And I don't think once they get dialed in on him, I mean, it's going to be an exciting team. It'll be like the fucking early 2000s Phoenix Suns. Absolutely. They can win some games. They can fucking score 140 on you anytime, but they can't win championships. You know what I mean?
Look, Kenyon Drake, a little high for me. I probably would have slotted in Aaron Jones there. Aaron Jones, if he's able to run, which he was last year, is all world and had a great year. Miles Sanders, man, I think that is a bust of a pick. And I see a lot of people taking Miles Sanders in the first round. I'm staying away from Miles Sanders this year. Philly's backfield has always been by committee. And it's, you know, I feel like there's been 90 running backs there every single year. He's not the guy. He's not a round one pick to me. You're on the clock.
These guys
now
are
at 23. Austin Eckler's off.
Yeah, half of these guys are on fucking auto draft.
No. They're just drafting very, very quickly. DeAndre Hopkins, whoever's in this mock draft right now, definitely knows who they want. Austin Eckler, that's way too high in the second round. If you get Austin Eckler in the second round, congratulations. DeAndre Hopkins went on after that. Joe Mixon was after that. Melvin Gordon. Chris Carson, Julio Jones, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce is the first tight end off the board. And he's pick 16 in round two.
Who did you go with? I went with Chris Godwin because I think the GOAT.
You're loading up on wide receivers.
I think the GOAT's going to light him up this year. I think he's going to fucking catch 6,000 passes. Look, George Kittle's right there too. Mm-hmm. No fucking way he belongs there. George Kittle is a great – look, he did catch more passes than Kelce last year for sure. So in a PPR league, he's going to be valuable. But the thing that he's great at is blocking. Like, that's what makes him a standout tight end. And that – like, I got it, man. I don't think he's going to repeat this year with that. The only reason that he fucking has that many receptions is because Garoppolo can't throw the ball over 15 yards. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if their run game shuts down at all, Kittle is wiped out.
Yeah, and in this, by the way, since I was the first pick of the draft, I'm obviously at the end of round two because this is a snake draft, just like everything else, every other league. And I went running back again with David Johnson. I think David Johnson's going to have a bounce back here. I'm going to go ahead and take another running back, and I'm going to take Leonard Fournette as my first pick in the third round. Again, I'm doing it because the running backs are so thin this year that I really want to fill that out because I think there's a lot of depth at quarterback and wide receiver. I think tight ends are very, very thin this year. And
they're
thin every year. I think running backs are thin as well. That being said, there's some great running backs still on the board here midway through the third.
And by the way, I took Mike Evans. So I took both of those.
You went three wide receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Evans is with Tom Brady this year.
So is fucking Godwin.
Yeah, it's going to be a monster year.
It is going to be a monster year. Yeah.
It's going to be a monster year. Your bye week's not going to be that great, but
that's fine.
Whatever. George Kittle, great tight end off the board. Third pick in round three here. I get it, man. Again, tight ends are thin. There's, three great tight ends this year? I understand the George Kittle pick.
Mark Andrews is pretty goddamn good, too. We'll see if Zach Ertz is healthy or not. If he's healthy, then he plays pretty well.
Yeah.
Kittle, Ertz, Kelce, and Mark Andrews are, in my opinion, the best, at least for a PPR league. I mean, look, the best. What does that mean for a tight end position? People use them differently. But if you're using a guy as a fucking slot receiver like that, then you want somebody that's actually good at it. I don't know what Gronk's contribution is going to be.
Well, we'll find out. I heard he looks great thus far. So we'll see. DJ Moore went after George Kittle. It's really high for DJ Moore, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley went after that. Look, Todd Gurley is the Falcons running back this year. If he's healthy, that team can be destructive. They have a brutal schedule this year. But if he's healthy, holy shit. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, and I like their tight end in Hurst. So we'll see where he goes. He's my sleeper tight end for this year, by the way. Right after him was Kenny Galladay. Lions, by the way, took an off day to protest the shooting in Wisconsin. So they just went ahead and sat out practice today.
Yep.
Guess you don't have to go to work either.
They should have saved it for next Labor Day's next week, man. They could have taken that day off.
Why take off a holiday when you can just take off a Tuesday? Right after that is Adam Thielen. He was a bit of a bust last year. Mm. I typically love Adam Thielen, and I draft him every year. He beefed me in my league. That motherfucker only played like four games last year.
It's not just him. Well, he had like some kind of, what was his hand or wrist thing? Then he had an ankle thing later?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's been, again, it's the...
Hamstring was his thing last year. Cooper went right after that. Juju Smith-Schuster. Odell Beckham Jr. went. Pat Mahomes, first quarterback off the board in round three. This mock draft, whoever's in it gets it. Like, this is where this should be happening. Mm-hmm. However, in your drafts at home, I can fucking promise you this. There's going to be a lot of homers picking quarterbacks in their first round, and it's going to help you out.
It always happens.
This is a professional mock draft where most of these people are going where they should.
I'm pretty sure the first year we did this, somebody took Baker Mayfield in the first round.
They did. In one of our fantasy leagues. In the first, like, pick three, somebody took Baker Mayfield.
Unbelievable.
Right after that, Cortland Sutton. Look, man, the Denver Broncos could be a fun team this year.
They could, yeah.
With Drew Lock. Cortland Sutton had an all-world year last year. I took a flyer on him in the later rounds, and he ended up being my flex guy for most of the year. and I dominated with him, man. He saved a lot of my leagues last year, Cortland Sutton. Ended up getting hurt towards the playoffs. Mark Andrews went after that. Great tight end out of Baltimore.
I mean, he's the only other guy out there, I think. I really don't know if there's another tight end that's worthy of even getting drafted. That was pick one up later.
So
I mean,
Mark Andrews went round four, pick two. If you can get one of the last great tight ends in round
Engram,
four,
yes, Ertz or
I would do it. A.J. Brown went after that. That is way too high. The Tennessee Titans wide receiver, in my opinion. Robert Woods went after that for the Rams. He's looked good on Hard Knocks so far, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, look, he's a very talented guy, but Cooks is gone now.
Yeah. And I think Brandon Cooks is going to have an amazing year in Houston, which is why I've waited. Le'Veon Bell went right after that. And then Jonathan Taylor, man. Look, the kid out of Wisconsin is fucking incredible, and I think this was a huge pickup by the Colts. We had for the Colts on the show.
Yep.
And that's a monster
coming out of a system that runs like I wouldn't say.
Ooh, that's a sleeper for me, man. I love Jonathan Taylor this year.
Yeah, I don't think
to see him going four is exactly where I thought he would go. Lamar Jackson is now off the board in round four. I think that's decent. If you want to take Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson in round four, go ahead and do it. Like, that's fine. These are the two best quarterbacks in the league.
Provided he was healthy right here, I would take Zach Ertz. This is a mock draft, so that's what I'm going to do.
You are going to take Zach
Ertz. Yeah, because he was like, there's a number of pretty decent mid-level running backs left, and he's the only, like, I could take Mark Ingram later in later rounds. I could take Raheem Mostert and Ronald Jones. I mean, there's a bunch of good running backs left. Shit, James White's on the board. People always sleep on that guy. Every year he fucking puts
every
up monster
numbers.
Every
year they sleep on James White.
Like, he was dicked up last year, and he still had 157 fantasy points.
Yeah, yeah. And because tight end is so thin this year, this is where I go tight end.
Yeah.
I'm torn because Darren Waller was all world for me, but Rob Gronkowski is still on here as well. I'm going to go with my gut and say Rob Gronkowski because this is a mock draft, and I want to see how this team shapes out.
I mean, even in a real draft, that's not a bad move because there's at least a decent chance that Tom's going to be checking down quite a bit.
Yeah, so, a lot. He's fucking 43 years old. Yeah. He's not going to air it out as much. Maybe, but it's Bruce Arians, so yeah. Who knows, man?
Who the fuck knows?
He could have 5,000 yards passing this year. But right around round four, which is where we are now, that's kind of where you should be taking a tight end if you're looking to get a good one. Now I got to start building my wide receivers, and I think I'm going to go Scary Terry in this one, Terry McLaurin. He's looked great so far in camp. Haskins was dropping dimes yesterday with him. I drafted him last year. He was one of my sleepers last year, and he was in, fuck, I want to say 75% of my teams, and he torched it for me. It was amazing. And now he's in year two. Always look for those year two receivers who had a good rookie year, and you know once they get that playbook dialed in, they can come back and get you. But Terry McLaurin is my dude this year.
I took Tariq Cohen as my
Is that your first running back off
it
the
is,
board?
It is, yes, my first running back. Okay. Not a bad pickup in round five,
in round five,
by
the
way.
Isn't bad at all.
And look, running back, again, is not a position that I stress out too much about because they always get hurt.
Sure.
Every single year, half the fucking running back core. Although last year was fucking the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 12 or 14 starting quarterbacks by week four.
Yeah.
We're missing time, something like that.
Right after that, Cooper Kupp went round five, Cooper Kupp. That's what I'm saying. Wide receiver is thick, dude. Thick boy fucking summer, dude. If you can get Cooper Kupp in round five, doing good, man.
Somebody took Lamar Jackson.
Darren Waller went off the board right after that. I understand it. That's the last of your great tight ends, in my opinion. I've got one sleeper, and that's that Hurst kid that's playing for the Falcons this year. Could be a homer pick, in my humble opinion, but we'll see. I don't know. Look, we'll see. Right after that was Devin Singletary. Man, he was great last year for Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. I think he's going to have an even better year this year. The only reason I didn't take him is because I think the Bears' offense just relies on Cohen more than Buffalo will have to rely on him. But we'll see what happens. You never fucking know, man.
The rookie DeAndre Swift went after that. The sorry, the Detroit Lions running back, rookie out of Georgia. That kid was all world. I like that pick in round five. David Montgomery went right after that, the running back for Chicago. Meh. It is what it is, but again, the running backs are getting real thin. Evan Ingram is off the board, tight end for the Giants. So you know it's getting bleak if you're in Evan Ingram territory here in round five. So
yeah.
If you're looking for a top five tight end, it's got to happen before that. Cam Akers is after that. Dak Prescott is off the board. Man, as much as I hate to say it, I think he's going to have a great fucking
He is, but better than Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Like, fantasy-wise, better than – I don't think so.
Look, man, you've got
– He doesn't run the ball, man. How can he get more
– Michael Gallup.
You've got, for sure. Amari Cooper. There's tons of people.
Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. And he's a decent runner.
He is,
he's got CeeDee Lamb.
But that's not part of their offense.
Dude, Dak Prescott might throw for fucking 5,000 yards this year.
I think he probably will, yeah. But
he's got three amazing wide receivers and Ezekiel Elliott. Pains me, but I love Dak Prescott this year. I do. I think that's a great pick in round five. Keenan Allen went after that. Look, Keenan Allen will play until we're dead.
Everybody's kind of avoiding Kareem Hunt because nobody wants to be involved with Baker Mayfield. Otherwise, if Kareem Hunt
played on... No, man. I think Kareem Hunt is great, and if you can get him here, take him. T.Y. Hilton went after that at the end of round five. Jarvis Landry, top of round six. Look, I had Landry last year. He had a great year. If Baker Mayfield can pull his shit together, Landry and OBJ are superstars, so who knows? D.K. Metcalf is a great pick.
He is a phenomenal athlete.
Yes.
He has giant hands. He can jump... like over the fucking goalpost.
Yep.
He's got to be, he has the physical skills to be the best receiver in the league without question.
He is another guy who's in year two.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, now that he knows the system.
And his route running is fucking great too.
It's great. It's a great choice. But again, that's how many wide receivers are in this draft. Mark Ingram went after that. That is surprisingly low. I can't believe he was still on the board actually.
I was thinking about taking it was either him or Kareem Hunt with my upcoming pick.
Devontae Parker went after that, the wide receiver for Miami. I don't know if Tua is throwing to him. I don't know anything about Miami, therefore I'm literally staying.
Yeah,
away
this
from
guy,
Miami players.
Chihi is on auto draft for sure. What a cunt.
Let's see here. Tyler Boyd went after that. AJ Green, you're on the clock right now, Dan.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson just went off the board.
Yeah, he did.
Round six, pick eight. That's great. Round six for Deshaun Watson is a great pick there.
I don't want to take Ronald Jones here because I've already got three, or I already have two Tampa Bay players in skill positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look further down the board. It's kind of the predicament you put yourself in when you take things like that early, so be aware of it. I mean, I guess I'm going Mostert right here.
Kareem Hunt went right before you, by the
way.
Yeah,
he went right before me because that Chihi dude is on auto draft. It's a stupid fucking name, too.
So I'm on the clock right now. I'm at the end of round six, and I have the pickup first pick of round seven. I still need some wide receivers here to fill out my whole shit. Mm-hmm. Man, I've talked about Dak Prescott a lot. Mm-hmm. Based on what the board has here, I'm looking at Michael Gallup, and I think he has another outstanding year. He had over 1,000 yards last year, and I think that stays. So I'm gonna draft Michael Gallup there. I'm back on the clock as the first pick in the next round. And I think here is where I go quarterback at the top of the seventh. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great quarterbacks here. However, fantasy-wise this year, it was a gut call, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got DeAndre Hopkins. They got Christian Kirk there. And they're going to be slanging that rock around. Plus, this motherfucker is going to run a lot.
Yeah, he is. He's going to be running
Kyler
for his life.
Murray here in the seventh round.
He's going to be running for his life. I think
he had a decent rookie season, man.
Yeah.
I went against him a lot in fantasy leagues. And fuck, it felt like every week that guy was putting up 24 points and they were losing 42-14. But he always had 20-plus points. So I think second year in that system, him airing it out, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, and I'm going to go quarterback as well. I'm going to go Russell Wilson because I think he's going to throw at least 1,500 yards just to fucking DK Metcalf.
And I think And I know we said this on another show with Fred Smoot. I think Seattle will actually go to the Super Bowl this year. I wish they would rename their team to Chaz, but here we are. I hate, nothing pains me to say Seattle Seahawks will go to the Super Bowl, but I think they might this year. Right after that was Ronald Jones the second. We're not sure how he's going to be. He's the running back at Tampa Bay. He was hurt last year. Drew Brees went right after that. You know, he'll be taking a knee week one. There is a bet on MyBookie on that I went all in on. MyBookie.com, promo code DrinkinBros will double your deposits. Tyler Higbee went after that.
If Drew Brees takes a knee, by the way, he is an absolute coward.
He will. I guarantee you.
Like, that is, I will no longer be on Team Brees, not because of the kneeling. If he wanted to kneel, say it, kneel. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I think it's stupid. We've discussed this before. It doesn't do anything. Yep. They're just like having a tantrum on the field at this point. But he came out and said, I think it's disrespectful. And then because he got his pee-pee slapped a little bit, he fucking, his balls shriveled up inside of his fucking body. Who gives a fuck what people think, dude?
A lot of fucking heat.
You're allowed to fucking believe what you believe.
I get it. I'm with you. He took a lot of fucking heat. And then his teammate came out and made those comments about the Jews. So
yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Stephon Diggs went round 7, pick 6. Look.
Nope.
Stephon Diggs is in Buffalo now, my man.
Yeah.
And I love Josh Allen, dude. I'm still picking Buffalo to win that division this year. But I'm curious to see what Cam Newton's going to do. Hollywood Brown, wide receiver for Baltimore, went right after that. I drafted him last year, man, and he had a decent year. He was hurt a lot. But I think second year in the system, he could blow up. That's a great pick. Deebo Samuel went after that for the 49ers. Marvin Jones Jr. J.K. Dobbins. Woo! That's pure sex pick for Baltimore.
Yeah, if he was there in Baltimore alone, I would have taken him in the fucking second or third round.
Right,
he'll
be splitting carries with Ingram. I like it, though. Look, the end of the seventh round, that's great.
If either one of those guys goes down, then you're fucking set.
Julian Edelman went after that. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver for Pittsburgh. A lot of people think Roethlisberger is going to have a great year this year.
Do they?
They do. He looks healthy, and that division is weak.
How old is he? 38?
He's 38 years old. Looks thinner. Looks like he's gotten himself in shape. We'll see, man. He's coming off of surgery. Jamison Crowder went after that. Yep. I'm not drafting anybody from the Jets this year.
Nope.
Jordan Howard is now down in Miami. Brandon Cooks. If you can get Brandon Cooks this late, I think he's going to have a bounce back year, and I think he's going to be awesome for Houston this year. He's probably going to be the top option for fucking Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, think so. Yeah,
I'm gonna. Philip Lindsay's after that, man.
I like Philip Lindsay.
So do I.
I'm going with Golden Tate right here. Just, you know, that's not a homer pick because I'm not a Giants fan, but it's a homer pick because he's a friend of ours. He's going to be on the show soon, so I can tell him now that I drafted him. He doesn't have to know. He doesn't have to know that it was a fucking mock draft
before he comes on the show.
Nobody tell him.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious,
bunch of dicks,
dude. Look, I'm gonna start peeking through running backs one more time to see if I overlooked anyone that I actually love, and that answer is definitely no. The best are absolutely gone, and it is barren right now. Wide receiver wise, I'm going to go Christian Kirk to pair up with Kyler Murray here, and try to get a little onesie twosies. And I'm back on the clock here. This is round 9. Right here, look, man, defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. I don't mind taking a flyer on a fucking sweet defense here. I really don't. I know nobody else has gone defense yet. However, look, man, the 49ers defense is nasty. I'm going to take them because I historically take a defense right around round 9 before everybody else because I want the best defense in the league.
Well, you got the second best defense in the league.
Who do you think's the first?
I'm taking the fucking Bills, bitch.
You think the Bills are the best defense?
They have the best. So what does it mean by best defense? It means you put the most points up, right? Not necessarily the lowest points per game, but takeaways and shit like that. And nobody beats Buffalo at takeaways.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I mean, they did last
49ers
year.
49ers just added to their
The pass rush at Buffalo creates so many turnovers for that team that I think it's a good move down. And look, have you noticed how far down the list the Texans defense is now?
Bro, I wouldn't touch the Texans defense.
Like, they haven't been able to keep a team on the field in one piece in
JJ
years.
Watt can't stay on the field.
Yeah, it's been years. Actually, since that crew got there, they've never been healthy that I can remember. Not for a full season.
No, not at all. Who else went after that? So we got Tevin Coleman, the running back for the 49ers. Sterling Shepard, Preston Williams, Harrison Butker, the kicker. Who took a fucking kicker in round 9? Here's the thing, kids. If you're at home and you're not taking a kicker with your very last pick, and only one kicker, only ever take one kicker, you're a fucking moron. There's no way Harrison Butker in round 9 is going to win you the championship.
Unless you're a kicker and you're taking yourself.
Crazy, man.
Then it's like, all right, cool.
Crazy.
Somebody, and this guy just took Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Look, man, Brady went in round 10.
Yep. Oof, man, there's still a lot of.
I understand it. Curtis Samuel. Went right before him. That's a decent pick. Emmanuel Sanders went right before him in round 10. And, you know, he's in New Orleans now. Oof. He's lining up opposite Michael Thomas. That's not terrible.
Yeah. Like, right now, I would be choosing between Latavius Murray and Jerry Jeudy if this were a real draft. Because I think Judy's going to have a very good rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an incredible one. I'm going to take him just because I want to see how this plays out with these other dicks. I want to see if this guy picks him up, what's his nuts, the Chihi guy after me. So I'm going to skip him again, Latavius Murray, that is.
Sure. Look, I'm on the clock again here. I want another wide receiver. Man, I believed in this dude last year. He got hurt and had some injuries. I think with Phillip Rivers, now the quarterback of Indianapolis, I think Paris Campbell is going to have an awesome year. So I'm going to take Paris Campbell here. And kind of keep stacking up my wide receivers. And then here I'm going to go back to running backs and just take a glance and be like, is there any rookies that I thought were on this list that shouldn't be? No. It's still absolutely terrible down here. Really, really bad. And it's going to force me to perhaps reevaluate wide receiver maybe one more time, or a backup tight end. Justin Jefferson is in Minnesota. That's a fun, flirty pick, man. He was great, and he's got to replace Diggs there. So I always like to take a couple rookies on my team. Justin Jefferson out of LSU is who I'm going to go with here, because he's going to be replacing Stephon Diggs up in Minnesota.
Right now I need a running back. But the question I ask myself, is there a running back that's better than having Aaron Rodgers as my backup quarterback? You know what I mean? I don't think Latavius Murray is that much better. I think I could find somebody equivalent to him further down, so I'm taking Aaron Rodgers right here.
You think Aaron Rodgers is gay?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like my ex, who I dated for like, 6 years, a gajillion years ago, but she's a Wisconsin native, and everyone there is convinced that he's gay.
Yeah.
Well, anyone that would admit to themselves that one of their heroes might be gay. There's a lot of people in Wisconsin, they're like, oh, hell no, man.
Right.
I don't think so, which, you know, got it. But anybody that's reasonable probably thinks he is, right? And also, does he have like a little dick or something? What was the deal with homegirl?
She said it was terrible in bed.
That's because he doesn't want to fuck her. He wants to fuck dudes' butts.
Yeah, dude. I understand it. I understand it. So Aaron Rodgers went to pick 2, round 11. Is he your starting quarterback?
No, Russell Wilson is.
Okay, so that's your backup quarterback.
Yeah.
It's a strong onesie-twosie there.
And even if I don't end up using him, I could still trade one of those guys for somebody else.
Look, man, I'm always...
I mean, last year with all those quarterbacks out...
Yeah. Look, I'm always in the camp of draft a great backup quarterback, because if he goes down... And you have a shitty quarterback, it'll fucking ruin your season, man.
You're going to lose a lot of games.
I'm with you on that.
You're going to lose a lot of games by like 7 points.
Latavius Murray went after that. Tony Pollard, Mike Williams, Hayden Hurst. That's my sleeper for tight end this year for the Falcons.
Yep.
You're back on the clock.
Yeah.
The last pick of round 12.
And here. I've got, like I said before, I need a running back. I'm taking fucking AP right here because it seems like
he's 3,000 years old.
Like Frank Gore. It doesn't matter how old this guy gets, he still puts up 1,000 yards.
Well, he's also broke. So
he's got to. He's running for his fucking life right now.
He has to. He's got to pay off everybody. So right here in round 12 is where I typically like to get a good backup quarterback. And, you know, there's a lot of great options on here. Cam Newton is intriguing this mm-hmm. year. How do you think Cam Newton does this year?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of offense they employ there. I mean, I really don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
I don't either.
New England. And I don't think New England wants you to know what kind of offense they're going to run, frankly.
For that reason, I'm going to stash him on my bench. He's going to be my backup. Because I don't know. And since this is a mock draft, I'm going to see what happens. I am back on the board again here. I like to have a strong backup tight end, if possible. I always do. I always try to draft deep in tight end because, man, if your starting tight end goes down, it's dark days ahead.
Yeah.
Eric Ebron went to the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Wherever this guy goes, he catches touchdowns. Mm. And Ben Roethlisberger loves to use tight ends. Therefore, I'm going to go Eric Ebron here as my backup tight end and see what happens there.
Yeah, I guess I'll go backup tight end as well. I mean, it's Jack Doyle is attractive. Who's throwing the ball over in Indy these days?
Philip Rivers.
It's a guy with 75 children, right?
Yep. He's got to feed him. And he still slings the ball around.
He does. He throws. They're going to throw on every single play.
Yeah, Jack Doyle's not a bad one.
No.
Dallas Goedert is still there, too. Goddard, however you want to pronounce it. But
No one cares how to say his name.
He had a decent year when Zach Ertz was hurt last year. So, you know, if he's there and you want to grab him there, fine. Jimmy Graham is in Chicago this year. I did not know that.
Yeah. He's a journeyman now. Yeah. I mean, look.
Weird, man.
He was going to
be a Hall of Famer, and then he tried to catch every ball with one hand. And that just didn't work out for him.
At least he didn't go Kellen Winslow Jr., though.
True.
Which is to brutally rape a bunch of 80-year-old women.
Yeah, yet, by the way.
If you haven't heard that story,
we'll
check that out.
TJ Hockenson is another great tight end who went in round 11, pick 8. I like TJ Hockenson as well. Depends on how Matthew Stafford is this year.
He's from Iowa. He doesn't exist, that guy.
Josh Allen is a fantastic pick, round 11. My God, man. Josh Allen, all he does is fucking...
Shit, I forgot about T. Higgins.
Run.
Existing.
T. Higgins, it does exist in this world.
He's a human that exists
in this world. Ben Roethlisberger went in round 12. You're back on the clock here in round 14.
Definitely want a I want a running back here.
Austin Hooper went in round 12 of this draft.
I'm looking at Carlos Hyde right now in Seattle. I feel like that might be a decent little sleeper pick.
Look, man, Chris Carson gets hurt all the time.
Yeah, and Hyde he's demonstrated his capabilities over the years for sure.
Journeyman, but everywhere he goes,
he wins.
Plays well. He plays well. So it's not a bad pickup, especially because there's no running backs left at this point in the draft. You also shouldn't be drafting another defense, by the way. Stick with one, stream another one.
Yeah, there's no point.
No reason to draft two defenses or two kickers in this.
I see Antonio Brown on here, 226. Somebody going to sign him? He's got an eight-game suspension, right? So he'll be on the free. You think anybody's going to stash him on their bench for 8 weeks? 8 weeks is a long time to stash.
I'm going to because I feel that I am deep, and I heard that he's going to the Seattle Seahawks. And if he does and he lines up opposite DK Metcalf, it could be great.
Yeah.
I'll take a flyer on a guy like that and stash him on my bench for 8 weeks, especially in a weird year like this.
May as well. Why not?
Why not? I'm back on the clock here. This is the first pick of round 15 now. Here is where, you know, I'll take another peek sees at wide receivers and running backs. And it is real thin. Real mother squeezing thin. I'm going to take Corey Davis, the wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. Look, man, if he's able to get his shit together, he could be great. The issue is whether or not he is. Because, look, up there, they only have a couple dudes out there. They're handing the ball to fucking Derrick Henry all goddamn game. And they don't really have a great tight end there. So no. If Corey Davis can get his shit together, he's pretty goddamn good.
I'm going.
He's just kind of out of it.
Going to get one more receiver from my bench before the last round. And I'm looking at Cole Beasley, who is an annual favorite for us.
The white man.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley.
He's just one of those guys.
The only white receiver that
I don't know. He might be. He's one of those guys that kind of hangs around all year. He doesn't have the same kind of talent a lot of guys do, but he'll put up some numbers here and there. And fucking Legatron is in goddamn Dallas now. Jesus Christ.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Dude, Dallas could do some damage.
No, they'll fuck it up. Come on. You know they will.
I think they win the division.
Lose their first three games, and everybody will be like, they're still going to the playoffs. Then they'll win their next eight, and they'll be like, see, I told you. Then they'll lose a couple in a row, too.
All right, so we're in round 16. Obviously, you're going kicker here.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking at the teams more so than the kicker at this point because most of the great kickers that are going to kick the 50-plus yarders are gone at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at the teams. Who do I think is going to score the most points out of all these guys? I mean, look, or at least score the most touchdowns. Seattle. Jason Myers, that's who I'm going with because I think they're going to score a lot of points, and I also think they're going to get stuffed in the red zone a little bit, and he's going to end up fucking kicking some field goals.
All right. I'm not mad at that pick. Obviously, I'm going kicker here. I'm the very last pick in this draft since I got to pick first, and based on who's on the board here, does it matter? Some people say yes. Some people say no. Kickers have weird years here and there. And, we'll see what happens. I think Indy's going to put a lot of points up on the board. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I'm going to go, and he's in a dome. I'm going to go Chase McLaughlin and see what happens there. And my team is now complete, as is yours,
mm-hmm.
D'Anthony. Read off your roster here to the human beings that are listening to us.
Okay, yeah, I got so Russell Wilson's my starting quarterback, but we'll see about that. It depends on who plays better. Then I have Tariq Cohen and Mostert as my running backs, Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin's my starting receivers, Zach Ertz, and then Mike Evans in the flex. I got the Bills defense, and I got Myers at kicker. And then my bench is Golden Tate, Jerry Jeudy, and Cole Beasley for wide receivers. My backup quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. which is not a bad place to be.
No.
And then my two backup running backs are AP and Carlos Hyde, and then I got Doyle as my backup tight end.
Gotcha. Look, it's not a bad team. Running backs is your only concern there.
I just think that...
Who are your two starting running backs?
Tariq Cohen and Mostert.
Okay.
Those are guys that are fucking workhorse guys. I don't, unless you can get
Mostert
fucking...
usually splits with Tevin Coleman. I don't, Breed is out of there this year.
Yeah, Breed is gone, yeah.
But it'll be the two of those guys. Look, I had the first pick in the draft, so I went with Christian McCaffrey, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone who's not taking him number one. My quarterback is Kyler Murray. Gut call on that. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback in this league or last for very long.
No.
However, I think he's going to have a good year this year with DeAndre Hopkins in there. David Johnson is my other running back that is my starter. He's a sleeper pick for me this year for the Texans. I think he's going to have a great year. And let's face it, they don't have any other running backs in Houston, and Deshaun Watson's going to have to lean on him a little bit with DeAndre Hopkins gone. Scary Terry is after that. Michael Gallup for the Cowboys. Gronk is my tight end. Leonard Fournette is my other running back. I've got the 49ers defense. McLaughlin is my kicker. On my bench, I've got Christian Kirk for Arizona. I'll look at the matchups and try to pair him up with Kyler Murray for a little bang bang, as we call it in the biz. And Paris Campbell, that's a gut call on that one. I just like Paris Campbell, and I think spare me the Homer Ohio State shit. He's a great player, and he was injured last year, and now he's got Phillip Rivers there, and he could be a sexy, sexy pick this year. Love to go a couple rookies on my team every year because somebody always blows up. Justin Jefferson is replacing Stephon Diggs up in Minnesota this year, so I got him up next. Cam Newton after that is my backup quarterback, just because who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's playing for a huge contract. He's playing for his career, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And he's still a young guy. I watched a YouTube video with him yesterday with him and Logan Paul. He's throwing passes to Logan Paul. He seems like he's got his shit together. We'll see. We'll see what happens here with Cam Newton up there. It's a flyer. He's going to be on my bench. I don't see myself starting him, but hopefully it's trade bait later. Aaron Ebron is my backup tight end, who is now in Pittsburgh. I'm stashing Antonio Brown because I think Seattle Seahawks are going to take him. He's available at week 8. And then my lineup is rounded off with Corey Davis, the wide receiver from Tennessee. We'll see what happens with him there. Not bad. I will say this, man. I've done a lot of mock drafts, and you never know how seriously people are going to take them or whatever. But, man, this one was a really fucking tough mock draft, and it was great. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'd like to be challenged in these things. There's definitely some people that I thought I could have gotten later, but I didn't, because these fuckers knew what they were doing here. And this was definitely a fun one, man. Some of these are hit and miss. People will bounce after the first round.
Yeah.
And just kind of put it on auto draft.
I saw a lot of people go through like the first six and then put it on auto draft.
Which is great. And the thing about the auto draft on ESPN in particular, and they're not a sponsor for our fantasy football draft by any means, is they'll speed it up. So when these picks get to you, they get to you real quick.
Yeah.
And
it's not a full 90 decisions. Seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to make some decisions real fast. If you were in one of our leagues in Drinking Bros and you're an auto drafter, we'll fucking kill you. And
you'll get booted out of the league.
Yeah.
If you auto draft.
But
I don't want to hear your excuses that I didn't know what time it was or whatever the fuck, because we set this up well in advance.
You know exactly what it is.
Maybe if you have like some kind of medical emergency, then we'll kick you out and then make fun of you.
Or AIDS.
And if it's AIDS, like, hey, man, we'll start an AIDS league.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, why not?
For sure. With Craig Dulesky, I think we're going to lead off his draft on Friday afternoon and go live on our Drinking Bros podcast page. And that will be the signed Ryan Leaf jersey in that one with Craigers. So we'll do that auto draft, or not auto draft. We'll do that draft on a Friday afternoon, probably right around the 3-ish. If you're asking, how do I get in? How do I get into Drinking Bros sports draft? You got to sign up for the private group on Facebook, Drinking Bros Sports. What we'll do is we will put up a post. The first 10 people to put their emails in there, I will then add you to these leagues. The returning champions will be back, like Josh McClurg and those guys. But the rest of you fucks, it'll be real quick, man. I'll put up a post with the prize. I will type in your email. You have about 60 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't. They fill up real fast.
We move on to the next person, and that is it. We will be starting with Craig Dulesky's league on Friday. I will probably put that up sometime tomorrow afternoon, and you'll be able to sign up for Craigers league and go from there. Before we get out of here, I want to talk about this Lakers series. I put a fucking grande on that game. I put all my UFC winnings on Portland winning. On mybookie.com, again, promo code Drinking Bros.
Yeah, you're gonna lose that bet there. By the way,
well, here's the deal, man. Fucking Dame Lillard, him and Luka have been the two greatest players on the planet in these NBA playoffs. Of course, right after I go yard on Portland, he dislocates his finger.
Yeah,
on what, the first quarter of game two, after spanking the Lakers in game one, and he looks off, man. And I understand it. Shit, you've dislocated fingers, so have I.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it
sucks, man.
It affects, you overcompensate at some point.
Yep.
Like, it just doesn't feel natural. The thing that makes great shooters great is the consistency and repeatability of their jump shot. Every single jump shot that Steph or Klay take looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're maybe not the body position, but the fucking squaring up the hip, shoulders, and the release is always the same. That's what a great shooter is. And if you fuck with that in any way, I mean, it's, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to be a superhero to be able to overcome something wrong with your hands and still shoot consistently, honestly.
Yeah, he doesn't look great. The Blazers certainly look deflated after he got injured, and it's going to be a big L for the big guy, but yeah. It is what it is. Look, injuries are something you can't stop. Luka, on the other hand, my God, man, he's on tonight.
Yep. I'll be watching that game tonight, yeah.
Porzingis is out.
I think Luka probably scores 50. He's definitely going to have a triple-double tonight. He'll have a triple-double tonight. I think he'll probably have – this is my guess on his line. I'm thinking like 48 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists probably, something like that.
If he does it again, man, is it crazy to say the greatest player in the NBA is now white?
No, not really. I mean, look – it depends on what you mean by greatest, obviously, but
I genuinely think right now he is the greatest player in the NBA.
Yeah, we all know, well, at least playing, we all know that
physically
LeBron's on the way down. I think that Kevin Durant is probably still the most physically talented because of his lateral quickness, his jumping ability, and the fact that he's 6'11 and can shoot.
We'll see if he is able to recover from Achilles
next
year. Yeah,
that's a big injury for a guy like him that pushes off like that. That's a big injury for him. He may never be the same again. But other than LeBron and him, Giannis is Giannis, right? But that motherfucker can't shoot. Yeah. And to be honest, he's super inconsistent. Like, I honestly think that the Milwaukee Bucks are the Tampa Bay Lightning of the NBA. I think they suck in the playoffs, particularly in the second round forward. Like, I don't think they're – I don't think they're going to make the finals.
The Bucks?
No.
Who do you got in the finals out of the East?
Man, that's hard to say.
I'm still riding with the Bucks in the East.
That Miami series is pretty good. I think the Celtics, if everybody gets healthy, could probably.
Gordon's
not going to be healthy.
Yeah.
But they don't need him to win.
Well, look, they might not face them until the finals, so we'll see. But yeah. The finals of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
I've still got the Bucks, and I've still got the Clippers. However, Paul George has got to snap out of whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's
this is. He looks awful.
He's on like some kind of bullshit cruise control right now. He's missed like 46 shots in this series or something like that.
He looks terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
He looked terrible last game. So I don't know. Look, I think the Clippers definitely got lucky with Porzingis being out. Mm. And
Lillard's out tonight. He's got a knee sprain. He's out completely.
Who?
Dame. He's out completely.
No. Yep. Is he really?
Yep.
Oh, wait. They don't play until tomorrow. So he's out for tomorrow night?
Game five, yeah. Well, not tonight. I meant game five.
Yeah. Then they're done.
Yeah,
done. It's 3-1 Lakers.
That one is over.
He sprained his knee. There goes a fucking grand down the drain. Yeesh.
What are you going to do?
Well, that was all my UFC winnings. Who gives a fuck, I guess. But, man, look, him going into the playoffs was amazing to watch, and I was riding the hot hand there. It sucks that he got hurt. Because I genuinely think they would have beat the Lakers.
Maybe.
Look, they look great in the last game. We'll see, man. This Clippers-Dallas series will be fun to watch. Denver is down 3-1. Are you surprised by that? I am.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit, but.
Utah is going to take out Denver in the first round. That's on tonight. So if they win tonight,
Utah's a quality team. They got some players over there.
They do. I guess I'm surprised because the chemistry seemed strained after homeboy gave everybody coronavirus.
Yeah.
Licking the microphones and all
I'm
that
sure
shit.
They're like over that shit now. They just want to play again.
Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, clearly they are. They're up 3-1 over Denver, but I'm really, really surprised by that. Denver was a sleeper to me to win it all. And then this Rockets series has also been confusing, but it's a confusing year.
I don't really take the Rockets seriously, to be honest.
I had them as a dark horse in this, and we'll see. But the Clippers got to get it together, man.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the West, there's still some competition to be had there.
Oh, absolutely.
And the East, I don't really know, man. Honestly, like I can't tell how good the Raptors actually are because they played the Nets and nobody played for the Nets.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know if they're like they swept, but like, was it that good? Were they that good, or was it just like bullshit? Now with the Celtics, they lost a guy and had some other tic tac injuries, and still fucking lit the 76ers on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like they embarrassed them badly. The 76ers should not get swept in the first round of any series ever. not with the amount of talent they have on that team. Now, they fired their coach, obviously. I don't know what's coming next, but they said they're not shopping Simmons or Embiid or any of those guys.
No.
You should be. You should be trading one of those two guys for a fucking middle of his career veteran superstar, because those two dudes are clearly not going to get it done. They're both – neither one of them has it.
Right.
The Black Mamba, the fucking Jordan Drive, what are you going to call it? They don't have it. You need at least one motherfucker on your team that's going to be a piece of shit to everybody else on the team and make sure they fucking pull their weight every single day plus some. And that's what Jordan did. It's what Kobe did. That's what fucking hell Shaq did it. There's been a lot of guys that have done it over the years. But when you have that amount of talent on one team, to not bring somebody like that in is a huge fucking mistake. It's not the coach's fault, dude. It's not the coach's fault that these guys seem to be lazy.
Yeah,
like you can only whip a horse so much,
true.
Until they fucking kick you off and go do their own thing. You can't make people work harder.
Yeah.
You can yell at them. You can fucking try to motivate them. You can do whatever the fuck. But if they refuse to respond to that stuff, and look, if you're on a team that's that talented and you can't get up motivated for work every day, then you need to get in a fucking different line of work, my man. Honestly,
I agree.
This 76ers series was embarrassing.
It was awful.
It was bad for the NBA that they played so poorly.
It was awful. On mybookie.com, I'm going to go, again, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. I'm going to go Milwaukee to close out this Orlando series tomorrow. I'm going to take Houston. I'm going to take this Houston OKC game. There, it's 2-2 in that series. I'm going to take Houston in that one. And then if Dame is out, I'm going to obviously look at the Lakers to close out Portland.
I mean, you're not going to get any money on that bet anyways.
Probably not. Before we get out of here, there's one other huge story that is circulating, and for all you soccer fans out there, aka football, if you're listening around the world, Giorgio is a diehard soccer guy here. Messi has just told Barcelona that he wants to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big deal? Is he still the best?
Well, no. I think Cristiano Ronaldo is probably the best overall player, but the best striker scorer, then yes, he is the best. And the point of the game is to score goals, right? So, yeah, he is. And this guy gets paid $104 million a year, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't know who the highest paid basketball player is right now, but the highest paid baseball player makes, what, $38
million, mm-hmm.
I think?
Somewhere around there. I think LeBron is number one with like 35 or something like that.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
And the NFL, it's like nobody's even close to that, right?
Quarterbacks are.
Like 36, I think, is the highest. But nobody's at 104 is what I'm saying.
Pat Mahomes, I believe, is getting $40 million a year.
Mm.
That's what Dak Prescott wants, by the way.
Well, win a title, homeboy. Lead the league in something.
This year.
Lead the league in something other than overthrowing your fucking receivers,
man,
and then you'll win it.
That is a great fucking team this year.
It is.
Messi is 33 years old. His contract is until 2021, but he says that he's grown disappointed with the events on and off the pitch.
My guess is he wants to leave Spain. I think he wants to get out of that. Spain and Europe is like living in California. They have the highest taxes of any state or any country out there, and he and his dad have already been arrested and indicted for tax evasion shit. So I'm guessing he wants to get the fuck out of there. I would like to see Lionel Messi play in the EPL, in the Premier League. He's not going to make that kind of money there, frankly. I don't think Giorgio, Messi would not get $100 million a year in the EPL. No way, right? Like, it wouldn't. There's no fucking way.
Giorgio is saying, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's true, yeah, because that's his former coach in Man City. That's a good point. Yeah, he might. I mean, look, Man City is a God, that'd be great for England.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I mean, look, all
incredible.
These. Incredible. And he's got a huge buyout, too.
A lot of history. Them. You imagine how many fucking jerseys Man City jerseys would sell with Messi? Come on, man.
I mean, anywhere he goes.
Jersey sales might do it alone.
Anywhere he goes, it's going to sell.
I'd like to see him at Austin's new MLS team. Here.
Yeah, good luck with that. Maybe when he is 43.
What, Giorgio? They can pay him $65,000 a year.
Maybe when he's 43, he'll do that.
Play for the love of the game, bro.
I mean,
play for the love of the game.
What's his name? Zlatan. What's his name? Zlatan.
Ah.
Came here.
Dominated.
Played for 3 years. He goes, you guys are a fucking joke. Took his ball and walked the fuck out of the arena.
And he's playing at a high level.
Yeah.
For AC Milan. He's destroying people.
He didn't just come over here. Like, I mean, a bunch of people have come over here. I think the first major one was Beckham. But then Thierry Henry came over and played for the New York Bulls, Red Bulls. And then, who else has come
Beckham
over here?
Beckham was at the LA Galaxy.
Yeah, Kakai's come over here. What's his nuts? Wayne Rooney came over here. Yeah, there's been a bunch of guys come over from the EPL over the years. But, man, if Messi came over right now, he can make – if you remember correctly, when Beckham first came over, he signed a $50 million per year contract with the LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
It was 5 years.
Merchandise.
$250 million.
Yep.
And that was what, 2002 or some shit?
Yeah.
That was a long goddamn time ago. Right now, I don't know what the situation with MLS is or how much money they have or who owns any of these teams at this point, but if there's a rich team out there, they could make themselves a lot richer. I don't think anybody's going to do it right now, though. Because we don't know if there's even going to be fans in the fucking stadiums next year.
They're not doing. You know what I mean? Spending any of that fucking money.
Who knows?
By the way, fun fact: Freddie Adu is actually my garbage man. So,
I saw him. He was waxing cars down the street.
Yeah. So, look out for him to be joining a youth soccer team near you, because he's got boyish features, Giorgio. That's what happens in these fucking draft shows, dude. They're long as shit. We get weird. We appreciate you listening. New studio. We'll have some new lights in here. This is the first day in here in Austin, Tejas, in the new studio. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoy the new digs. Let's close out in a wide, Giorgio. Is that possible? There it is. Look at that. For D'Anthony and D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show. Good night, everyone.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.